trip, I realized that too.
Thank you. This is DJ Mitch, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, this is Music with Mitch, with yours truly. Today I have Mr. Terrence Cole in the studio with me.
Full name Terry, but known by many others as Terrence.
Oh, so your full name's Terry?
My full name is Terry Cole. Terry Cooper Cole.
Sorry about that.
All good.
So, Thanksgiving coming up soon. Mm-hmm. You have any plans?
I'm headed to Baltimore to meet some relatives that I've never met before. Because I live in California and it doesn't really make sense to fly that far for 4 days.
Yeah, makes sense. I leave on Wednesday, and I live in upstate New York, so I'm fortunate that I get to go home. And I'm just planning on chilling and eating a lot of food. Yeah.
Two most important parts of break.
Yeah, watching football.
I won't be doing much of that. That's popular.
Yeah. Activity. Seeing my dog. So if you have any suggestions or you just want to talk, call in to 855-915-WMFO. Before the show, I was going to look up, like, if there's any Thanksgiving songs. Because, mm-hmm. like, there's Christmas songs, but there's no Thanksgiving songs, really.
I don't know if that's the approach I'd take, but I think there are songs that remind me of Thanksgiving time and the feeling of Thanksgiving we could listen to.
Yeah. So
also,
after I play
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music is pretty fantastic.
Very true. Yeah, I just tried to like do songs that reminded me of Thanksgiving, but they're not very like explicitly Thanksgiving-y. So we'll probably use some of Terry's songs, some of my songs, or some of your songs if you call in. So we'll get back to the music now.
Spend the night if you think I should. It's important to me. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. And who at Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll own in New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Al Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Loves the love, the wisdom teeth are us. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Ancestors told me that Dega was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Still conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks would laugh when they saw us together. But they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Astor. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master. The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are off. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm strong enough. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest love. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. Stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house.
Walls can't when crosses call out mortals free. Only John, take a care of what I like you, playing, falling there. Treated bulls care for me, crosses call out.
Terry, you're back.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard, well, earlier you heard Suddenly by Drug Dealer, then Hello It's Me by Todd Rundgren, Step by Vampire Weekend, and Unluck by James Blake.
Mm-hmm. The moment Mitch put on that first Drug Dealer song, we had a kind of interesting moment, because I'd heard it, I'd guess, a good 20 or 30 times in a coffee shop that I worked at. Not worked at as an employee, but just spent a lot of time working at as a student, but never knew the name of it. So it was kind of this interesting memory and connection.
That's always
coming out of nowhere.
That's always like a weird moment when you hear a song that's like washed over you for so long.
Yeah,
I like that's. Then you finally recognize it.
I've had it happen a lot here, especially gravitating towards listening to music that is kind of that was central to my childhood, I think. And then sometimes I'll come across a song that's like, oh, I remember being 7 years old and hearing this all the time, or being in this place and hearing this song.
Yeah, those songs are kind of like a weird fever dream for me. Like, it just reminds me of being in the car with my family. But, like, I can only vaguely remember the songs.
What's a song like that for you?
I guess a lot of Billy Joel, but not as much, because, like, now I've listened to it a lot, so it's, like, not that effect. I feel like probably, like, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know them?
I do.
And like ABBA and stuff like that. That was on my mom's playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing Queen.
I do agree with what you said a few sentences ago, which is that the effect kind of wears off, because as you start to re-listen to it, you form new memories and contextualize it differently, so that, like, when I got here, Steely Dan was very, very much like music of my childhood and reminiscent of home, but I've listened the hell out of it, so, like to such a great extent that now it's like the music of getting to Tufts and the childhood stuff is a lot more detached.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same for me. I guess mostly with like Billy Joel. It's absurd how many times I've listened to Anthony's song. I'm trying to think. Well, there's like one song. It's like, I think it's called Miami 2017 or something. And there's like this weird sound at the start that's like so distinct in my memory of being a child.
I know what that's like, but I'm not familiar with the song.
I guess I could play it. The world is our oyster. So we'll play I've Seen the Lights Go Out on Broadway, Billy Joel, shortly here. Do you want to entertain the folks while I cue it up?
I don't know how to entertain, but I do know how to talk.
You could look at how many people are listening.
How many people
make
are
a joke
listening?
About it. 12.
12 people are listening. I wonder if Adam's listening.
Oh yeah, he's coming in next. Coming in hot.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of any music that's explicitly or directly like Thanksgiving or any song that I specifically associate with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's why I just try to do like tasteful.
I get it. Do we have our song queued up?
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna listen to some Billy Joel here.
Palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left there long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down. They drove us underground.
they never sailed at all. They sent a carrier out from Norfolk and picked the Yankees up for free. They said the Queens could stay. They blew years ago, before we all lived here in Florida, before the mafia took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive.
So far as a man can walk is my land. I cleared 10 acres in a house I built into the side of the hill. The roof leaks, the windows rattle, and the grass in the high ground won't feed cattle. The west wind blowing off the sea makes it hard to grow a tree. Of one cow in a lean-to byre, a spring close by and a driftwood fire, a clear view of the setting sun and a 12-gauge hammer gun. I keep sheep, I fish deep water in a high-bowed boat called the Neptune's Daughter. She'll ride any western gale and can carry a stack of sail. Some nights when the bright lights flicker, I sail to the mainland for my liquor. Haven't got a woman to call my own, but I never wake up alone. A man needs to feel the ground and the wind to tell him that the world spins round, to watch the stars and taste the sea, and a woman to keep him free. I came to a western island, as far as a man can walk is my land. I cleared 10 acres and a house I built into the side of the hill.
So Terry's gonna talk about those two songs from his childhood.
Not necessarily from our childhood, but we just listened to So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright by Simon and Garfunkel, and then Western Island by Archie Fisher. Two songs that just have a general sort of feeling of this time of year surrounding them for me. Also in the spirit of Thanksgiving, there are two songs that I associate with separate people in my life that I'm really thankful for, and listening to them reminds me of different experiences and memories associated with the music. Also, just something about, since getting to Boston, a lot of Simon and Garfunkel has just kind of felt like the soundtrack to a lot of the neighborhoods I've explored. Not really sure why, but something about the general kind of lush and rural New York-ish sound feels very synonymous with a lot of the fall leaves and like early sunsets and stuff.
Yeah, the sunsets here are beautiful. So is there anything else you want to add there?
Nothing else I want to add. What are we listening to next?
Little Wilco.
Fantastic.
Pot Kettle Black.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, it's great.
It just, it strikes such an amazing balance between being experimental and also very, like...
folky.
Folky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this song reminds me a lot of Thanksgiving. So we'll play that next.
Let's take a listen.
Who has a magic wand? though you have no home.
Hello, everyone. We're back. You just heard Pot Kettle Black by Wilco, No Intention by Dirty Projectors, and Running on Empty by Jackson Brown with an E at the end, like my name, Brown. Mm-hmm. So now we'll have Mr. Cole here to read a PSA.
Absolutely. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
You heard it, people. Don't get sick out here. What was the website again? Mass.
I've turned the
page. MassMed.org.
It'll never be reachable again. But wash your hands.
All 12 listeners, make sure you wash your hands. Okay. So we're going to go back to the music.
is the interconnecting operator. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Flight Commander P.R. Johnson on Mars Flight 247.
Very well. Hold on, please. You're through.
Thank you, operator.
Hi, darling. How you doing? Hey, baby. Were you sleeping? Oh, I'm sorry, but I've been really missing you. Hi, darling. How's the weather? Say, baby, is that cold better now? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there someone there?
This is DJ Mitch, and you just listened to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And now we're handing it over to Adam here soon.